Hi, Ryan Quesada. You're, I think, native New Yorker, am I right?
Yes, I am. I moved here to the Bay 3 years ago.
Oh, so you are here in the Bay.
Yeah, I love it here.
I was wondering about, they've talked about a lot of your accomplishments in music and how you've dedicated yourself to activism. What does this event mean to you? And more importantly, what do you see as a bright future to work for transgender people over the next few years?
The Trans March is one of my favorite events of the year. It's also a highlight of the year. Whether I'm playing it or not, I love being here and the energy, and just so many people are coming together, and it just reminds you that you're not alone. And when you march in this Trans March, you look in front of you and there's so many people in front of you all marching in solidarity, and there's so many people behind you all marching in solidarity, and you just know, okay, I'm safe, I'm home, and I'm not alone, more importantly, because we grow up as trans people thinking we're alone. And you know, you come here and you look and you know you're not alone. You're not alone here in San Francisco.
One observation that really struck me, the first year we had a transgender march, 2007, I was here.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people here that I knew and I worked with, whatever, or were transgendered, who never said it openly, and it struck me.
Yeah.
Right then, that this is a larger cross-section of the population than seemed to be for the public, and for some reason, you know, obvious reasons, it wasn't open to say. What are you seeing as far as openness being out about it?
For me, I think, you know, I'm a very strong individual, and I think because of that, it's my duty as a strong transgender person to be as out and open as I can so that I could spread awareness, because awareness is what is going to make people change their minds. You know, you need someone that's ignorant to know someone that's trans close to them, or to relate to someone so that they're not ignorant anymore, you know? So I believe in education and awareness will destroy ignorance.
Right.
And move the community forward.
Great, keep it up.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
For high school's first ever Harvey Milk Memorial Award, became the youngest keynote speaker for the largest transgender conference in existence, appeared on TV several times, played the Vans Warped Tour, wrote two movie soundtracks, and starred in and toured with internationally screening documentary Songs for Alexis, Ryan Quesada.
Ryan Quesada.
Thank you, San Francisco. All right, happy Trans Pride. All right, so I love San Francisco so much, so much. I also love the South, but I hate how they are there, you know? So I wrote this song about, it's about being trans and how, like, we can't just go and live anywhere we want because of oppression and how hateful and ignorant people could be. So I wrote this song just, you know, kind of making a mockery of it, of the South's ways. But let's give it up to San Francisco. This place is my home. I love it here. Chains.
I could just live. When I opened up my wild eyes this morning, I seen that goddamn bill had passed the house. Well, I can't live anywhere else where I can't be myself. So that idea of country living's thrown right off the shelf. But they ain't got no freedom movement. And now I'm afraid I might end up in chains. I move if I'd blend in. Now that might be a sin. Sometimes I wish that I could just live. Sometimes I wish that I could just live. All right, let's give it up for equality. I'll have them right over here if you want one. And I got some free stickers for everybody too. Some trans equality stickers. Stand up for trans youth. Yeah, this song's on my record. And yeah, you could all sing along if you catch the words. Yeah, cocaine, crazy, but I still want you to be my loving babe. Cocaine, crazy, but I still want you to be my sugar girl. I looked into your eyes in the midst of all the drive, and I can see 1,000,001 precious nights. From the East Coast to the West, I will fly you best with whiskey if you'll share a bed with me. If you'll share a bed with me. If you'll share a bed with me. Institutionalized tends the rebel in your soul. It makes you wanna get up and seduce with rock and roll. And I can be your man if you'll share a bed with me. If you'll share a bed with me. If you'll share a bed with me. Alright, if you get it, you can sing it. If we keep two beds from lonely. lonely. If we keep two beds lonely. All right, everyone, help me break this down. You're cocaine crazy, but I still want you to be my loving baby. Oh, you're cocaine crazy, but I still want you to be my sugar girl. You're cocaine crazy, but I still want you to be my loving baby. Oh, you're cocaine crazy, but I still want you to be my sugar girl. Won't you be my sugar girl? Thank you so much. My name is Ryan Quesada, and I'm a FTM transgender man, and I am super proud of who I am, and I'm proud of all of you for coming out here and being you and marching. Please march in the trans march, and we have a long way to go. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark. We're going to call up to the stage our lovely, esteemed Mr. Leno, Mr.